news time.
That was a round of applause. Thank you, Will. Hey guys. Oh, this is so small. Oh, I don't want to ruin Luke's setup, and that's too tall. I'll change it later. Hey guys, I'm Ben. I lead the Year 12 boys and have been for a while now. We're going to do something a little different today. So I'm going to speak, we're looking at the fifth commandment, which we just saw, which is about respecting our parents. And I just want to be, oh wow, so nice. Oh no. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're talking about respecting your parents, and I just want to be straight up and say that this is not an easy subject to talk about, because a lot of people actually have really, really fractured relationships with their parents, and I just want to be the first in the room to say that. So what's going to happen tonight is I'm going to speak for around 10 minutes, and then we're actually going to have a Q&A with some leaders, and we really want to speak into your situations. If you have a question about, hey, how can I love my parents who are really, really hard? I've just got questions that I don't know who to talk to. We're going to have a number up on the screen. Oh, there you go. We're going to have a number up on the screen. This is going to be anonymous questions. So please just throughout the talk, whip out your phone and text a question if you have it. We really, really do want to speak into your situation as best we can if you struggle with anything with your parents. But before I do that, why don't we hop in? I'm going to pray before we start. Let's pray. God, I thank you for today. God, I thank you for the book of Exodus, God. I thank you that, you looked after the people of Israel and you look after us today still. Lord, help us to open our hearts today. Please be speaking through me as we come before you, as we learn about you, God. Amen. Next slide, please, Albert. So I got married the other day. Not really. These are my parents. This is Bay and Emma Warburton. This was a while ago. And yes, I did screenshot this photo off my mum's Instagram. My parents are amazing. Okay, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. My parents are awesome. They are legends. My parents look after me well. They treat me well. Send me to a good school. They love Jesus. They grew me up in a Christian household. So I've always known about Jesus. My parents are legends. They let people come over all the time. My parents are really good. And so straight up, I'm not going to say that I have a difficult relationship with my parents. That's not my place to say that. My parents are awesome, and I'm really, really lucky to have them. But they drive me crazy. My parents drive me nuts. Okay? When my dad was at uni, my dad would be the type of guy to finish an assignment 3 weeks before it's due. Me, I'm the type of guy who, if it's an 11:59 deadline, will submit it at 11:59. Like, I reckon I have the world record for 11:59 submissions in uni assignments without ever actually submitting one late. My dad and I are completely opposite in the way we think. I have this one job at home with the recycling bins, and it drives me nuts because whenever he sees like three bottles in there, he wants me to take it out. And I'm like, no, I'm doing it when it's full. So that's always a constant battle. My parents drive me crazy. The relationships with parents can be really, really tough, and I don't want to sugarcoat that today. And today we're looking at the fifth commandment. As we've gone through the book of Exodus, this term, both on Sundays and Fridays, we see this incredible picture of God looking after Israel, God protecting his chosen people, his children. So let's start at Exodus 20 verse 2, and it says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." The book of Exodus is all about God protecting his people. It is about God fighting for his people and ultimately saving his people. The book of Exodus is about God looking after his children like any good father would. God loves his children, and he creates the Israelites and also us to be in a relationship with him and his children. It is in this safe relationship that he gives his people the fifth commandment. "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you." Now, if you remember kind of the last 4 weeks, the first four commandments encourage us to honor God rightly in thought, in word, and deed. "You shall have no other gods. You shall not have idols. You shall not take the Lord's name in vain. remember the Sabbath. These are about honoring God in thought, word, and deed. This is because God is our author and creator. He rightly holds authority over us because he made us. The fifth commandment, rather, extends this honoring into our own lives and into earthly authorities, which is naturally our parents. When we were born, your sole reliance is on your mother. That is the natural authority that God has made over you and everyone. Your parents are natural authority over you. And I want to talk about this concept of honoring your parent because when I think of the word honor, I often think about going to war. I feel like honor is something that is often associated with Braveheart, with associated with kicking down a bunker full of enemy soldiers and charging that for everyone. Well, let's understand the concept of honor by jumping to another commandment in the Gospel of Mark. Let's see this. You shall, blank, the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. You shall, blank, your neighbor as yourself. Now, I'm sure you know which word is meant to fill in here, but just for a moment, I want you to mentally put the word honor in these spaces and have another read again. Read it again with honor there. Does the meaning actually change when you put the word honor there instead of love? My guess is that the meaning doesn't actually change, but rather expands. That's because when we love as we should, we honor the object of our love as we should. Love and honor go hand in hand with each other. You can speak about God or someone else honorably, but the intent changes dramatically if I am lacking love for them. If I can say, oh yeah, all glory to God, or Jesus is King, it's absolutely useless if I have no love for that person. Honor without love is empty obedience. Honor fueled by love lies at the heart of the fifth commandment in the same way that honor fueled by love lies at the heart of all the commandments. But honoring your parents isn't always easy, is it? It can be really, really hard. I have amazing parents, like I said, but I still struggle to honor them and love them due to my own sin as well as theirs. Not only are we sinful, but our parents are innately sinful beings because they are humans. Parents can lie to their children. Parents can deceive their children. Parents can hurt their children, both physically and emotionally. And parents can completely disappear from the lives of their children. This could really happen. And it's likely that this could have happened in this room as well. People's relationship with their parents can be extremely complex and can be extremely heartbreaking. And honoring your parents can be one of the hardest things in the world. So when we look into the Bible and see that God commands us to do this, this might be really, really hard for some people to get their head around. And so what better place to look? I want to look at Jesus providing what I think is a perfect example of submitting to his heavenly Father, or submitting to his Father when it was really hard. So Matthew 26, it's on the screen, but I really want you to read along with me here. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray that so you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink, may your will be done. This is the night before Jesus died. This is Jesus praying to God, asking him and begging him to let him die, or let God's wrath be taken in any other way but the cross. So before his death on the cross, Jesus is literally begging God to do it any other way except for crucifixion. Can you imagine the torment that Jesus is going through the night before he dies? Put yourself in Jesus' situation. He knows exactly what's about to happen. He knows that tomorrow morning he's going to get tried in front of a big angry crowd. He knows that he's going to get tortured by the Romans. He knows that he's going to get spat on. He knows he's going to get cursed at. And he knows that he's going to die a slow and painful death on the cross. Jesus knew exactly what he was going to suffer through, and that was by his Father's own design. Jesus also had every way that he possibly could to get out of that. Yet he submitted to his Father's perfect plan to save me and to save you as well. Jesus submitting to the Father provides a really, really perfect example of submitting, not by what you want to do, but what is good for God. And it's a pretty pathetic comparison between myself and Jesus, in all honesty. You know, Jesus died on the cross when his dad asked him to. And I get grumpy when my dad asks me to take out the bins, right? And I feel like you guys will be the same. Honoring your parents is hard because we are innately sinful people at times, and they are sinful as well. And the reality is that we need Jesus to even remotely come close to properly honoring our families perfectly. We need Jesus to remotely honor our families properly. No matter if you have a good relationship with your parents or a bad one, we need the help of Jesus to honor this appropriately. And even more so, we need the help of Jesus to honor our Heavenly Father even more so. Let's jump to Ephesians 5, and it says this. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Do you see that? Dearly loved children. God is calling us his dearly loved children, dearly loved by the Creator of the universe. That is you, that is me, that is everyone. God dearly loves his children just like he loves the Israelites. And because of the grace of Jesus, our Heavenly Father reaches out with open arms to welcome us into relationship with him. As dearly loved children of God, we have a Heavenly Father not just to love us, but so that we can love him through honor and obedience to him as well. And as a part of that, God wants us to honor our earthly parents as well. No matter how hard it is, God says, love those people. No matter how easy it is, God says, honor your parents because I have put them over you to look after you. God has put our parents in good positions over us to look after us. And if they're not in that position, God still wants you to love them, as hard as that is. But I hope that we can have great encouragement through what Jesus did on the cross. I'm going to invite the band up now. We're going to pray, sing a song. Please keep sending your questions through. But yeah, I just thought I'd pray to finish. God, yeah, we just thank you for... God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who made the ultimate sacrifice to die for his children, God. Yeah, I thank you that he was willing to submit to the Father, Lord. And I pray that we're able to look to him and to... be encouraged and rebuked at our own willingness to follow our own parents, God. Yeah, we just pray for those who maybe have a rocky relationship with their parents, God, and we pray that you will be working in those relationships. Yeah, God. Amen.